Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this week's segment of Live Without Limits. Today's show is going to cover how to take control of your personal life. So many people today like to give God as the higher being as having total control over everything that happens in their personal life. And others like to blame do not want to accept any control over their life because it allows them to blame others when they fail instead of realizing that they have the control over their life and what happens to them. What do you want to do and how do you want to take better control of your life? When you take better control of your life and you believe that you can do anything that you choose to do, then you will always have the opportunity to make decisions. As a higher being, we have that knowledge and that capability. So what we need to realize is that we have control over what happens to us in our personal life. God gives us the opportunity to put things in front of us to make the right choices. Sometimes we may make poor choices, sometimes we make really good choices. The idea is to take the best control over your life and reach your maximum potential with what you have. And it doesn't matter who you are or what your limitations are. It's how you perceive yourself in the world today. If you feel that you're a failure, then you're going to be a failure. If you believe you can be successful, then you will be successful. It is up to you to make those choices. What I'm going to do is go back and talk about some things that I've talked about previously, but I haven't talked about in a while. And it goes back to psychology and a form of training called transactional analysis. When you think of the parent says, you should, and the adult says, I am able to, and the child says, I want, just be aware of where you're coming from and look at how you can set yourself up for failure through the things that you unconsciously say to yourself. And you can turn those things around by making a contract with yourself. What you need to do is write down, and the child says, I want, complete the sentence and write down as many things as you feel that you want, and realize that you're coming from your child when you say that. Because think about it, a child, what they do is, because they don't know how to do for themselves and they're depending on someone else to do for them, then what they will say is, I want ice cream. I want to eat right now. I want to read a book. I want you to read the book to me. I don't want to go to sleep right now. So think about the things that you want. Write down all your wants. Then look at think about the things that you say as a parent or that your parents told you as a child that you should do, and write down all of the shoulds. Say, I should take better care of myself. I should look for a better place to live, and so on and so on. Then as an adult, you say, I am able to. And sometimes teenagers think they know better than their parents. because they are trying to take better control of their lives, but they don't always make the best decisions, so they still need to defer to their parent. But they need to start taking on more and more in the decision-making as teenagers so they can make the right choices as adults. Because if you do not have the opportunity as a child to take, or as a teenager, to take more and more control of your life, then you don't always know how to make the right decisions for yourself. So these are one of the things that we want to talk about, is to help you make the right choices for yourself in your personal life and find better control. So write down, "I am able to," and write it and complete each sentence. Then look back at each of the things you say. Look at all the positive things you said about yourself. Look at that, all the negative things you said about yourself. Then take out the things that you are the negatives and throw them away. And look at all your positives. And then write a contract with yourself so that you can set the right goals for yourself. And we have control over our own decisions, but we don't always have control over when things are going to happen or how they're going to happen. But if you believe they're going to happen, and you constantly say they're going to happen, and give a date as to when they'll happen, then many times those things do happen. So what you need to do is think of ways that you can say things for yourself to help you take better control over your life and how you can do that and make the right decisions for yourself. Here are some things that you need to think about. For instance, personally, I have not done this show in the past month because I have been in flux. I've tried to take better control over certain things that happen in my life. But those things I can control, I've been able to control. But the other things that I can't control, then they frustrate me, and I don't always make the right decisions or the best decisions. And that's because I've never been taught how to make the best decisions. And those are one of the things that a parent needs to be willing to let go of their children as they grow so they can learn how to make the right decisions for themselves. If you don't teach your children to become mature adults, then they will never become mature adults. And if you come from a home life where there's a lot of negativity, sometimes you have to get rid of those things in your life so you can have better control over the things that you want to happen for yourself. It's up to you to make the right decisions for yourself and find ways that you can take better control over your personal life. What I want to do is discuss other things that you can do, and also talk about some stories. For instance, here's a thing that has happened for me, and I've had to stay away from my family for many years. Right now, and because I have now the sort of coming together and willing to do some things to help me, but for many years when I needed help, it was more of all the negativity that they can heap on my head. They still do that, but if I don't, or if I'm not willing to at least swallow some of my pride, then it would take me much longer to get a roof over my head. This way, they're willing to buy me a place so I can have a place that's mine and know that I have a roof over my head. Then it would be up to me to get the income straightened out so I can go on and continue to pay my bills and do the things that I need to do. For many years, or years ago, when my father died, I was on Social Security Survivor's Benefit. Then I went to work, and even though my family does not accept the fact that I'm independent, and they still want to control my life for me, I am still very independent in the things that I do for myself. The problem is that I have to be willing to look at the things that I want to do and take better control over those, that personal life, and let them do their thing. But I'm willing to do it only because, at least for many years when I needed help, my mother would tell me, oh, I'm poor and I can't afford this and I can't afford that. Now that she's up there in age and she's not the one that writes the checks anymore because she is losing her eyesight, now is dependent on someone else. So she's looking and saying, well, I don't want to hear, so what can I do to get her somewhere else? Oh, I know. We'll buy her a place. Well, I'm willing to accept that only because I know what it's going to take for me to get there. If it wasn't for that, like all I wanted to do at the time was just leave my property here just so that it's protected, and then I was going to go and leave. And she's like, oh, come in. Then it's like, oh, well, go call the shelter. Here, go call this number. Go call that number. I'm like, well, if that's all you're going to offer me, then I can go back to where I was. I don't need to stay here. And I walked out. And it was like, well, she thought when she got that I would still be there, that I was not going anywhere. But when she came down, I was gone. Then it took her another 24 hours before she even called me. And then it was like, and it went, well, what are you going to cut off your nose to bite your face? Look, I don't have to put up with someone degrading me. I have self-respect. But it only goes so far. But I do know one thing. If this is kept up for any length of time, I will leave because I don't have to put up with it. And you have to decide whether or not you can take better control of your life and do the things you need to do for yourself or what you need to do to change things. And some of the things you may need to change is to set goals for yourself. And not only just set the goals, but write those goals down and put dates to them. Because sometimes when you put dates to things, they make them happen that much faster. Or if you believe in, if you really believe it, like saying, if you have a bill to pay and you don't know where the money's coming from, right at this moment, what if you say, I will have $100 by whatever date you need to have it, and my bills will be paid by that date? Then what that is doing is that's giving you the ability to take control of your life and setting goals for yourself. Another thing is that as children, we learn to set goals by the different things we do in the classroom. For instance, when you're in the class, what do? You have situations where what happens? You have certain goals that you have to meet, whether in a class, it's standing up in front of the class, it's learning to use a computer today, it's learning to do multimedia, it's learning to set projects together, and usually you're graded on those things as a student in a classroom. And then eventually you take more control of your life and you can decide how you're going to work it and where you're going to be with it. But many a times those things happen for certain reasons. What we do as students is we're learning to take better and better control over where we are and what it is that we choose to do. Now, I'm going to break here, and I'm going to tell you about my website. And that website is onepersonalcareercoach.com. And I have certain programs that I can use with you to help you learn to take better control of your life. One thing is we have the DISC Classic, which is an assessment profile that you can take online. It gives you an idea of what your personality is, what are your natural behavioral styles, how you communicate to other people, how you can turn around and respond to others and the decisions that you make and how you make them. It's up to you to make those choices. But the purpose is to help you take better control of your life, to make decisions for yourself. We also have programs that can help assist you with learning to build good relationships. Because when you grow up in a home where there's a lot of negativity or you're not given the opportunity to build good relationships, then as an adult, you don't always know how to build those relationships and make those relationships work for you. So what are some things that you can do that can assist you with taking better control of your life and making the right decisions for yourself? It is something that you have to decide that you want to for yourself, and you have to learn to make the right decisions. And sometimes then you may not always make the right decisions, but what you want to do is to think of some ways that you can take better control of your life and set those goals for yourself, and how you can set it up so that you have the best possible control over what it is that you need to do to take and make things work for you in a way to help you build better relationships. And remember, one of the things that you do as a team is, and we will back up, that when you communicate, there are 4 pure styles, but there's 16 blended styles, because the D, the I, the S, and the C are things that are always in our personality, but we have different ways of responding to those situations, and we have different ways of taking control of our life and building good relationships. Now, let's discuss it. The D is the dominant behavior personality. That is someone who feels that they can control their life. They have the ability to control their environment around them. Now, we do have some control over our environment and how we can make decisions. Sometimes we have real good control over those things, but sometimes we don't. It's just a matter of understanding who you are. Now, let me back up and tell you more about the different styles and how you can control yourself in those styles. One of the things is that when you, not only the dominant person feels they control their environment, but they also feel they control everyone around them. They want to be the one to make the decisions for everyone. They know, they're all knowing. And sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. Sometimes we got to put up with them, and many times we don't have to put up with them. The idea is to make the right decisions and to understand how you can do that. Now, here's the I is another behavior pattern, and that person is very outgoing, very responsive to the people around them. They can talk to strangers very easily. As a child, that can be a good mechanism, but sometimes parents have to control them because there are people out there who want to take and take advantage of children. So a parent has to be very watchful of them, and although you want your children to be very outgoing, sometimes you have to hold them back on that. Now, there's also the S behavior pattern, and they're very detail-oriented. They go strictly by the book, and they believe that everything they do is done in a way that it is very, very control, very precise. Then you have the conscientious behavior pattern, and that's someone who, when they're very thoughtful, they're very questioning. They don't always come up with the right decisions at the right time, or what they do is they take time to make sure that they make the right decisions. But we all have different behavior patterns. You can be a high S with a C rising. You can be a high D with an I rising. You can be a high C with an S rising. You can be a high I with your D rising. Or you can have a high I with your S rising or your C. It's just we have different behavior patterns. They're all within us. None is the best. None is the wrong decisions. But remember, how you make your decisions depends on which behavior pattern you have. That is then part of who you are as an individual. And it helps you in dealing with the people around you and having good relationships with the people around you. What I'm going to do is read you an excerpt from an article that I have from a magazine that someone had to take the DISC profile as part of a training program, and then because she was writing about it or going to be doing something on the DISC, what she did was she wrote about it, and she wrote about how when she took the assessment profile, what her natural style is and how she is aware of who she is and how it works for her. Now, and what she did was, she said, the last time that I did a personality or career assessment, I was in eighth grade. These results indicated a career as an auto mechanic, which was not in the cards for me. No fooling. This time, the end results allowed that I'm a high C, no, not the drink, and secondary S. That means that I am high in the conscientiousness dimension and most likely work steadily within the existing circumstances to ensure quality and accuracy. I also tend to be an analytical thinker who relishes asking why. Guilty as charged. As for the S, that stands for steadiness and indicates a concern for others and a desire for a predictable environment where everyone gets along. No quibbles there. It was a particularly appropriate to be taking a personality assessment right before putting together this issue, which has a talent management theme and features an article on how companies are using DISC. That's D-I-S-C. The D being in capitals, the I being in lowercase, the S and the C being in capitals, and other models to figure out which employees go best with which job roles and how they all can best work together. And it is important to understand that, because when we communicate, we have a way of communicating within certain parameters that takes control of our life and helps us make the right decisions in our life. Now, what I also want to talk about is the team building, because that is the creator, the advancer, the refiner, the enforcer, and then there's a fifth one known as the flexor. The flexor is usually equal in all four quadrants, but to understand those, you want to first understand that when you are working in a team, it's important to be able to know how to pass off things to different people. Now, the creator is the one that wants to come up with all the ideas. And you have people that are creative thinkers that can really come up with some really good ideas. But then you may have some people who don't always have good ideas but believe they do. So it's important to understand that you need to work together as a team. The advancer understands how to move things forward, when you move things forward and when to move things back. That's also a very important aspect of working as a team. And the refiner takes and looks at the whole picture, and he's able to take the idea and he's going to be able to see what can work, what can't work, what needs to be passed back to be worked on, what can be moved forward. The advancer the same way. But the creative thinker, they kind of look at the world as something that they can create everything. They can make things work. Now, think about it. An inventor is someone who's a creative person. And some of them have some really good ideas. And they know how to work to take it and refine it. And they pull together the right people to help them take it to the next level. What you do as an inventor is, even though you come up with the idea and you invent it, sometimes it's very successful, sometimes it's not. It's just very dependent on what the product is. For example, one of the things that someone invented was the Segway. And when that came out, that was supposed to take place of cars, and everyone would get a Segway, and that would give them more mobility. Well, it's not caught on to the degree that it was expected to. You have some people that have bought it, but it is a good way if you have a lot of walking to do and you can't do a lot of walking. But it's also something that you might want to take and look at what are some other ways of doing things, because even though it's something that can be used, it depends on where you're using. Now, a lot of people who have money that don't know where to put it, they're going to take and buy Segways because it's just a good, neat little toy to have. So what are some other things that you can have? And remember, if you think about what your natural behavioral style is and how you communicate, if you think of working in a team, that the good communication skills, how you manage other people in understanding their styles, because everyone in a group wants to feel that they're participating and they're giving something to the group. So how can you help them build the good relationships that they need to build? How can you manage other people in a way that helps them bring out their natural style and helps them feel successful? Whenever you work with someone, the problem is a lot of people, what they do is the same way they communicate in their family is the same way they communicate in the workplace. And sometimes that's a good thing, but many times if they are very controlling and they don't understand this, then what they do is it can be a very negative connotation to them in their personal lives as well. So what we want to do is help you learn to set good goals for yourself, also to have good communication skills and understanding how to build good relationships, and also to think about it, how you have as much control over your life and the decisions you make as someone else. It's because not even though they may mean well, unless someone is going through the exact same thing that you're going through, they don't always know what's right for you. Only you know those things. So it's up to you to have the control over your life. And if you tend to be very negative, to figure out ways that you can take the best control over your personal life and build a really good relationship. For instance, one of the reasons I've had to backtrack a little bit is because I've never had a relationship with someone where I could distance myself from my family totally. So even though I've distanced myself from them in certain ways, I've never totally broken away from them. And that has created some issues for me personally that I have never really been able to work through, simply because understanding what psychology is with my background, I understand why the family responds to each other the way they do. But since we have never, or they have never been willing to accept family therapy so that we can talk about the issues that are really in front of us, so we can change those issues and build good relationships, that it will never get resolved until they are willing to admit that we need help. And it doesn't seem to be a case of any of that coming to fruition at this time in a lot of ways. For instance, I have a sister that is deaf, and she physically beats up on herself. And this is because she has a very negative outlook on herself and looks to punish herself in some way. And that physical abuse is the way that she punishes herself. And my sister, instead of understanding that, what she does is she pushes her buttons. She knows which buttons to push, and she creates more of an issue out of it. If you understand where she's coming from, why she responds the way she does, and help her understand it, and try to work through it. Instead, they take her to the psychiatrist, and then he gives her antidepressants, and that's supposed to solve the problem. Well, that in this case, until she can be willing to admit where the issues are coming from and how to change them, then those will never change, and she will always be depressed. And the best thing that could happen to her is that she disentangles herself from the environment that she's in. But being deaf and being a behavior pattern where she needs the encouragement, where she needs the support, that is unlikely. So you can see where if someone's A, steadiness or conscientiousness, behavior pattern, they're very reserved and laid back. So what they tend to do is they tend to accept things around them instead of trying to change them. The D and the I behavior pattern are people who are very extroverted, and they can, in essence, in many ways, take the control over their lives, and they can break away. So it's important to understand where you're coming from and understanding the environment that you grow up in, because people forget that the environment that we grow up in does create or involve a lot of things that affect who we are and where we are. in our personal lives. So it's a matter of how are you going to take the best control over your life? How are you going to do the things that will help you take the best control over your life and live the best possible life possible to help you believe in yourself and have the things that you need and want in your personal life? So what can you do to take the best control over who you are and where you are and where you expect to be in the next few years in your personal life and have the best idea of who you are and where you want to be in your life? It is up to you to make the right decisions for you, for yourself, and build good relationships in your life and have the best decisions for yourself. What we want to do now is teach you about setting some goals for yourself in your life and how you can make those decisions for yourself and build good relationships in your life and have the best relationships in your personal life and decide what it is that you want to do with your life and how you are going to build those good relationships for yourself and have the best possible relationships for yourself and how you are going to do the things that you can do to help yourself with your personal life, how you can take and make the best decisions for yourself, because it is up to you to make those decisions and how you plan to take and build those good relationships for yourself in the future and be able to understand where you're coming from and how you can build on relationships down the road. What I also want to do is talk about affirmations and some things that you can say to yourself. And the more you say these things over and over and over again, the more you tend to believe in them. And the more you believe in them, the better control you can take over your personal life. Some things that you can say is, I believe in myself. I am successful. One of the things that was discussed was I was sent a book to read that talks about changing the things that you can take control over and in the job market, and being that when you work or when you go out and look for a job and you want a dream job, the perfect job that's for you, then you need to understand what's going on in the job market. And what this book was saying is you have the traditional methods of way of doing things, and then you have the non-traditional methods of doing things. And what she was referring to was things like taking the best control over where you want to be in the future and how you can reach those goals. And what she talked about was the contrarian system as a system of way of looking things. And when you go out and you look for a job, you're being told this is the way things need to be done. This is the way things should be done. And that's the way you do them all your life. And if you take better control of your life and make better decisions, then what you need to do is it helps you believe in who you are. What I want to do is talk a little bit about the contrarian system and when you think, who can I help and how can I help them? Your approach is proactive. You decide what you want to do and for whom and on what terms and take the proper actions with the conviction that your dream job is already yours. You use a small research detailed list of specific companies and key executives a targeted cover letter tailored to each company's needs, a resume that presents you as a problem solver without pitching yourself, and a positive affirmations visualization of the confidence that comes from knowing your dream job is already yours, even if you can't see it. You work at mailing or emailing a limited number of letters every week to contacts on your list, calling each person you contacted 1 week later to discuss their needs, concerns, and or opportunities and schedule meetings, and sending proposal-like follow-up letters after the meeting. You feel strong, confident, in control, empowered, and enthusiastic. Your subconscious says, this company is so terrific, let's get started. And the reason I read that is, if you think about how you take control of your life and your personal goals, instead of letting others make those decisions for you, then you're going to have the best opportunities for yourself. If you believe, as they said, in the traditional system, and that things are should be done this way, and when you think of the steadiness behavior pattern, they tend to do things by the book. In certain respects, in the workplace, that's important because certain times things have to be done a certain way, but you also have to be very flexible. Because when things happen, they need to happen in a way that can be very supportive to the people around them. You also want to think of some things that you can do to help you take the best and make the best control over your personal life as well. And think of some things that you can do. And just like when a traditional job system says you put together a resume and you put dates down there and you list the things that you did and you've accomplished. And what you're doing is you're going I. And when you're doing the contrarian system, you're looking out for someone else and you're trying to show them that you're a problem solver. What this was talking about in essence is when people are looking for work, and we're seeing this more and more because right now there is a lot of people out there who are looking for work because the job companies have cut back tremendously in the employees. They're, instead of having 10 people doing the same thing, they got one or two. Instead of having a big office with 10 people in there on the phones, what they've done is they've bought the equipment, they've hired people to work from home. They've given them the equipment. They let them set up the other times. And then what that has done is that's allowed, and you need to change how you see a job, change how you see the world, and change how you outlook or your approach. Because the tried and true is not working right now. What are some things that you can think of? Say if you're looking for a job, the first thing you might want to do is go out and look at their website, see what they're about. And even though a company may be at the point where they say they're not hiring, they may have issues within the company. And if you know what those issues are and you know how you can help them with those issues and help them to make positive changes, then it may create an opportunity. But the thing is, what you want to do is see what the problem is. And when you put in the cover letter and when you send the follow-up letter, you want to talk about how you can assist them in solving the problem. Because if you think of how you can think of them, when you are in an interview, when the interviewer first starts asking you questions about you, instead of starting to answer, why not turn it around and start asking about them and getting them, because if they feel that you're already a part of the company and that you really have a concern about how to help them improve the company, then you're more likely to get hired. If you're coming in talking about how you're going to save the day for them and you're going to solve the problem and you have this experience and you're the best fit, then what's going to happen is they're going to be thinking about the company and what's good for the company, and they're going to think about other people. So remember, today what's happening is you're seeing more and more where there are people who, thousands of people coming in for jobs in a company where there may only be 100 jobs available. Or you're seeing 500 people come in for just one position that's available in a company. So how are you going to make yourself stand out? Using traditional method is not the way to make yourself stand out. Understanding how you build relationships, understanding how you communicate is a very important aspect of how you are going to be successful in the job market. If that is your goal right now, is to simply have a job, then how are you going to take control over your life and go out and do and reach the goals that you have set for yourself? And writing down those goals is a good way to do it. And what if your goal is self-employment? Then what are the skills that you need to have a good job or to set up a company that's going to be successful? Where are the support systems? Right now, people don't always accept it, but network marketing is a good way to go in the workplace, because even though you're working for yourself, you're not by yourself, because you have a sponsor that is invested in helping you set, reach your goals and have the best goals. There's also sites that you can go to where they can help you with building the skills that you need to help you increase your capability of becoming more successful in the workplace, whether it's with your own company or it's working for someone else. What you need to do is go and research, and research in such a way that there is going to be more and more success in setting the right goals and understanding that there are changes that have been going on, changes that have been going on in the workplace for years. Each generation, the workplace has changed. If you look to where we were 100 years ago when the Europeans first came here, a lot of people were entrepreneurs. They had small businesses. They took their wares, they took it on street corners, and they sold it. The next generation that came along was the beginning of the corporate environment. So many of them worked their way up in the corporation. They got their 25-year retirement. And it was assumed at that time that when you went to work for a corporation, you had a job for life. That's why when the baby boomer generation came along, many of them went to work for the corporations, and they were assuming they were going to work their way up, and they were going to have the same, as good a lifestyle, if not better, than their parents. But what happened is the workplace changed. The corporations decided they wanted to make more money, so they looked for ways to cut back. So what they were doing is they were letting go of their management-level positions and keeping their lower-level positions in place. So what's happened is that, and they kept the younger people on because they were able to pay them less money. So here we are in a situation where the baby boomer generation lost a lot of their jobs. They couldn't find the employment that they needed, and they had to look elsewhere. Some of them at the time, because it was in the computer field, they had the opportunity to look for things they can do for themselves and be very successful in self-employment. Now, not everyone can be self-employed because different people have different personalities. If you understand that some people work very well in a environment where they're being self-employed. And that's important to understand, because some, you know, whereas their family may not understand it, they may not support the fact that they are self-employed, and it creates other issues for them. But what happens if you're one of those people who really relish being self-employed and work really good, and you know how to go out there and talk to people and build good relationships? Then you have more of a chance to be successful. Then what's happened is you also have that is another reason why sometimes you have to get rid of your family, because if they are not the type of person that can be self-employed, they don't understand that you can, and they may sit there and try and tell you all the negative things and all the things that you shouldn't do, because it's only going to put you in a position where you're going to fail. And if you believe you're going to fail, then you're going to fail. If you want to change that in your head and you don't have the support systems within your family, then go to some place where you can find the support systems. And sometimes those support systems come from friends and people who are not invested in your success, because they want to help you become more successful. What I'm going to do now is, before I finish up, the last 10 minutes, is break away here and tell you about my website. That's onepersonalcareercoach.com. You can go on my site. You can listen to past shows that I've done. You can purchase them if you want to. And if you want to learn more about your behavioral style and how you can build good relationships, then you can work with me, or I can work with you as a coach to help you find your high points and how to build on those strong points and help you improve your skills so that you can go out there and have a very successful opportunities for yourself. It's up to you to make the decision if you're going to do that and how you're going to do that. It's up to you to make the choices. So if you don't have the confidence to make the right choices, then get in a group of people that want to help you. And sometimes that's a mentoring group or a support group where everyone is invested in helping you become more successful in your goals in life. That's always something that we need to look at. And I know that there are also people who, when they look at who they are and where they come from, they don't always make the right decisions for themselves. So how can you change the things that can help you become more successful? And how can you take and build on your relationships? And remember, are you a creator? Are you an advancer? Or do you like to refine things? Are you the enforcer? Or do you think that you have the best control over what's going to happen to you in your personal life? Or do you believe that other people control you in your personal life? Are you going to let the others control you and make your decisions for you? Are you going to be the one to make those decisions for yourself? And how are you going to reach your goals in your personal life? And how are you going to set those goals and make the right decisions? As a child, as a teenager, you tend to begin to break away from the family, you break away from the religion, you break away from a lot of those things that have been the controls in your life as a child, so you can learn to make the right decisions as an adult. What I have found is some people have, when they've broken away from religion and they grew up in the church and They grew up hearing about heaven and hell, and they grew up listening to how they were going to be damned and how Satan has taken over their lives. And they tend to believe that Satan has come into their life as teenagers, and he has the control over their making the decisions whether or not they're going to take drugs or whether or not they're going to drink alcohol. And it's easy to blame someone else and other people for things when you make the wrong choices. Just remember, it's because you were never taught as a child or let to grow as a child to make the decisions for yourself, because someone else wanted to control your life, because that was their natural behavioral style, to control everyone and everyone within their personal circle and not be willing to make and let other people make those decisions for themselves. So what are you going to do, and how are you going to make the right decisions to help you do what you got to do to make the right decisions? It's up to you to decide what choices you're going to make and how you are going to make them. We need to understand how we have control over our own lives and our destiny. We can make those choices. We can also, some people, if you look at actors, most of them are self-employed and have been. Some understand that they have the talent to be really good. Others, years ago, back in the early part of the 20th century, you had a system in the industry where they would take ordinary people and they would groom them. Today, they don't have the opportunity to groom them, so they don't always have the opportunity to decide what they're going to do and how they're going to do those things for themselves. It's up to you to try and understand where you're coming from and how much control you have over your life and how you can learn to make the right decisions for yourself. So let's go back and spend the last 3 minutes discussing things that you can do to help you take better control over your life. First of all, you need to understand what your natural behavioral style is, how you communicate with people, and how you can, which are your highs, which are your lows, how you can best utilize your behavioral style to set yourself up with a goal to help you be successful. Understand where you are in the relationships, how you can build good relationships, how can you establish good relationships to help get you to the goal that you want. And in the workplace, that's a very important aspect of being successful. Today, you can't just look in the want ads or look in on the internet under monster.com or some of the other employment sites where people post their resumes and expect to find a job. Today you have to be creative. You go to job fairs, but job fairs are not always the best place to go today because many of those companies aren't even hiring. So you're going to have to look for other ways and other things that you can think of. And what you need to think of is, how can you take better control? How can you take control over what is a job, how you look at a job, and how you can plan for a job? And what are the things that you can do? The place of employment today is, we've come full circle to where we were in the past, back to the entrepreneur. So are you going to go for network marketing? Are you going for affiliate programs? Are you going for things that you can create an income for yourself and plan for the future? Are you going to look for ways that you can plan and think of things that will only benefit others? What you want to do is think of some things that you can do to help yourself to have the best opportunities in the workplace today. and how you're going to create some good opportunities for yourself in the workplace today. And what I would like to do is remind you to come back next week